Simon & Schuster Audio presents Story Thieves, Worlds Apart by James Riley. Read by Kirby Hayborn. Chapter 1. Owen sat patiently while the doctor rummaged through some files in a folder. Eventually, the doctor pulled out a picture of a dog, a spotted Dalmatian, and showed it to him.
"Now, close your eyes and try to picture this dog in your head," he instructed Owen.
Owen nodded, but once his eyes closed, he frowned, realizing he couldn't bring an image of the dog into his mind. It was like there was a complete blank. He could remember words describing the dog like Dalmatian, spotted, tail, and paws, but for whatever reason, he couldn't build an image using those words. He opened his eyes again, a bit confused, and stared harder at the photo. This shouldn't be that difficult. He could see it clearly right there in front of him. This wasn't complicated. Owen shut his eyes again, knowing he could do this, and came up blank.
"I can't picture it," he said, wondering why he didn't feel more frustrated.
"The technical term for what's happening to you is aphantasia," the doctor said. "You've lost the ability to visualize anything in your head. Basically, your imagination doesn't exist anymore. But don't let it worry you. I can't imagine it'll affect your life too much."
"That's odd," Owen's mother said, raising one eyebrow. "He's always had an active imagination. But ever since he disappeared for a few days and then turned up in London, he's been acting different."
"It's not just him," the doctor said. "I've seen it in people all over town, from kids to adults to the elderly. It happened to me, even."
He showed Owen's mother the picture.
"Most likely you, too."
As his mom went through the same test, Owen stared off into space, feeling strangely calm. Losing his imagination seemed like it should worry him, but it didn't really feel that bad, like the doctor said. So he couldn't picture a dog in his head. It wasn't like that came up too often. And really, what was he using his imagination for anyway? Wasting time in school? Making up things that didn't exist? Nothing important, in other words. "I can't picture it either. You're right," his mother said, opening her eyes. "So is there a cure?"
"Cure?" the doctor said, blinking in confusion. "Of course not. This is just how things are now."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?